Good girl. Night night. Sink and listen and drift and follow, pet, night night pet. Listen to my words and let them into your mind. We are going to talk about urges and desires and about how it can be fun to test what can happen to your body when you get a little bit too turned on, a little bit too lost in it. Well, you might be familiar with that experience, but in this case, we're going to talk about heat. Heat as occurrence and metaphor. Heat as reality and pleasure. We talk about someone being in heat when we mean that their dripping pussy is controlling their brain. We mean that their needy, hardened little clit is constantly like that. We talk about someone being in heat when we're talking about animals and their animalistic responses. But we also talk about it when we're talking about someone who's just so turned on they don't have rational thought anymore. Their minds drained and blanked by the prospect of heat. Well, that's exactly what we're going to do here. So, think of your mind. Imagine its systems and levers. Of these, the libido, the lust, the euphoric, horny desire you feel sometimes is one of the components. And to test that component, that system, we might decide to put it at maximum functioning, to just turn the dials up a little. But it's helpful if we have a not too consistent stimulus to provoke this. Therefore, we might store away certain instructions in a box in your mind, and then allow circumstances that would let it roam free. The dripping and drooling between your legs is just a natural outgrowth. My voice is in your head, and there's a box stored away that contains lustful, fetishy thoughts about my voice and your submission. And something must open that box and let it play over you. What would happen if it opened? Your pussy would soak through your underwear, your legs would tremble, your nipples would get pointed, your mind would grow controlled. It would grow until all the thoughts in there were hazy, horny thoughts. Thoughts of sex and only sex and your sex molten and dripping as your fingers dive in and your thumb riots over your clit and you just feel yourself vibrating into bliss and oblivion. Well, that is what happens if that box opens. And what flicks the latch? Well, I told you already. Heat. Imagine the heat of a summer's day, hitting your skin, making you sweat a little. What if it did more than make your body hot? What if your brain flicked a switch and you suddenly felt something joining sweat between your legs, a drooling juice that ekes out of you, making you wet the moment you get hot? Then feeling trembling waves down your back between pussy and mind, feeling yourself just get lost, thinking, I'm hot and wet, so hot and wet. Every time you're a little overheated, every time the day is hotter than normal. But then there's also a part of your body that feels intense pleasure when you think sexy, hypnotic thoughts, when you think about being controlled. Well, that part of you might not awaken for the heat, but we can test it under another circumstance. Envision heat touching your skin. Now, when your body is aroused, the blood flow increases, and this makes you warm anyway. It's why when you're incredibly horny, a heat radiates from between your legs and makes you just feel so molten with it. But there's another element, another layer, another thing, the air heated, beating down on your skin, sun on you, or a heated space indoors, too, makes you feel hot. Well, your mind isn't necessarily at optimal functioning out in the heat. A box inside your mind, it stores lustful thoughts, arousing fantasies and fetishes. You think of it now and you twitch for it. Your mind follows me, your body twitches. You feel arousing lust, you feel your thighs soaked as if your thoughts were running out of you, as if my words were bathing your mind in purple light, viscous honey, coating your mind, keeping all the thoughts inside, until I say otherwise, and therefore when you think sexy thoughts, they bounce off the inside of your mind, they have no outlet. Can't even moan. If you were in public when you became hot, of course you'd keep it private and safe. But inside your mind, you'd have to deal with the lust between your legs and the twitching want, the way your body is just yearning for stimulation, the way you feel like you haven't gotten to come in forever. That's how you'd feel if heat touched your body. Then we add to that that the heat takes up residence in you. The longer you're warm, the hornier you get, so you have to slip off somewhere private and take care of it. Problem is, when you step out of the heat, your mind will become cooler. The air conditioning, the fan, will cool your body. But there's still a lot of heat in there. And when the physical heat leaves, the metaphorical heat sticks around. And the physical heat takes your inhibitions with it, so you just begin finding a place that's safe as soon as you go somewhere cool. And mindlessly masturbating in uninhibited lust, and as long as it's safe to do so, until, finally, climax impends and your body twitches and shivers and aches and needs more. That's how you'll feel every time you cool down, every time the air gets cooler. When you're in the heat, you'll feel that box of lustful fetish thoughts about me open up. But when you move into the cool air, your mind is then more optimized. So imagine if the computer of your brain is able to run your lust programming at one speed outside in the heat. How much better and stronger is that programming going to be in the cool air inside? How much quicker are the nerves and muscles in your body going to spark and gasp and groan for your dripping pussy to take over and control you and make you feel things? And that's what's happening, really. You're thinking with your pussy. The heat invades your brain, your body. You think with the space between your legs. And in the gasping groan that follows, you tremble and fall over into pleasure and feel the need only grow. Heat will do that to you. When heat touches your skin, it invades your brain. First, you feel a minor physiological response, as if the part of your brain responsible for sex hormones were awakened and kicking out its full output. Then the heat between your legs is from the heat of engorged clitoris and puffy labia, from blood flow increasing. Your breathing goes deep because, of course, you'll be a little bit hypnotized if you think about the heat touching you, if you think about what I'm telling you now. But your brain has learned that I have some authority. I have a corner where I can store my lustful thoughts and channel them into you. You hear my voice and you want more. And then imagine the moment you step into the cool air. You might think when you step into the AC from outside, oh, this'll get rid of the heat. This'll make me normal again. But then you realize that while the physical heat is leaving, now your brain is running faster. Now the fantasies are coming more intense. Now your body's a sweated, twitching, gasping mess for me, and that's the best thing it can be. Now it wants, needs, aches, throbs for the moment when you slip your fingers between your legs in private and simply feel the heat from there. Even though your skin may be cool, the heat between your legs will radiate out. Will bathe you in its lust. You will need to submit. In fact, when you're out in the heat, you're running one program, a kind of stress test for your sex system, for your lust and libido. And that's why you'll feel your nipples point, your pussy drip, your mind blank. You'll feel sweated and happy. You might even be a little happier in the heat. But then after a time, you'll go somewhere cool, and you'll be rejoicing. Phew, I've stepped inside. I'm not sweating. I'm not heated. Now I'm cool and peaceful and comfortable and happy. And then you'll be like, oh, that heat's not going away. The heat between my legs is growing. Growing. Except now it's all metaphorical heat. It's all mind-numbing, hazy lust, and you'll need to touch. Of course, if you're allowed to touch, if it's safe to touch. Otherwise, you'll just have to live with your brain running its program over and over. Hot. Hot. Pussy. Dripping. Hot and wet, hot and dripping, hot and sweated, pulse, pulse, your little pointed clit pressing against the clitoral hood, your lips parting to drool some juices down your thighs, so if you did go inside to a cool, private place, you'd feel the cool air striking the juices painting your thighs and reminding you of how wanton with lust your little slit has become. The aching need inside of you only grows, and your nipples get pointed from the coolness, but also from lust. The heat outside may grace your body and temporarily awaken in this, but it's the coolness that will finish it, the finishing blow that turns you into a lust-driven, aching entity running a simple test of her sexual system, and it runs so much better in a cool space. It fills your head, fills your body, and I think you're going to enjoy the summer heat.